South Dakota Real Estate Headlines. New property records search tool for South Dakota real estate pros. A centralized online platform now lets users check property records in South Dakota, including owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, tax records, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in SD can streamline due diligence and client research with faster access to comprehensive property data in one place. Bookmark acesouthdakota.propertychecker.com/ for your next transaction research. South Dakota Real Estate Headlines. South Dakota Real Estate Commission's What to Expect in 2024. Redfin published a guide covering everything you need to know about South Dakota Real Estate Commissions in 2024, including typical costs and factors that affect commission rates. Understanding current commission structures helps South Dakota agents and brokers competitively price their services and educate clients in a shifting market. Review the full breakdown to ensure your commission strategy aligns with 2024 market expectations. https://www.redfin.com/South Dakota Real Estate/Commission/. South Dakota Real Estate Headlines. SD Property Records Search now available via staterecords.org. Staterecords.org provides a centralized South Dakota property search tool that aggregates public property tax records, ownership deeds, and property line maps. Real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and verify ownership history, tax status, and boundary details without navigating multiple county offices. Add https://southdakota.staterecords.org property records to your research toolkit for faster transaction prep. South Dakota Real Estate Headlines. SD Realtor Commission Fees Edge Above National Average Survey Finds. A February 2026 survey of local agents found the average real estate commission in South Dakota is 5.84%, surpassing the national average of 5.70%. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps SD real estate professionals competitively price their services and explain market positioning to clients. Review the full survey data to see how your rates compare to the state average. South Dakota Real Estate Updates. South Dakota Average Realtor Commission Rates Updated for 2026. A new report outlines what sellers pay in real estate commission across South Dakota and highlights strategies to reduce costs. Understanding prevailing commission structures helps SD agents position their services competitively and educate clients on market norms. Review the latest SD commission data to refine your pricing conversations with sellers. https://anytimeestimate.com/home-selling/average-real-estate-commission-rates/South-Dakota/. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some SD jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most SD jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context, variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning, but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you.